passing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, welcome my friends. Yes, it's Friday, January the 25th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, if you thought that this week was interesting, wait till next week. Oh boy, will there be fireworks next week? We got a whole bunch of stuff taking place next week, but let's deal with what happened today, shall we? Wall Street closed down 171 points to end the week at 12,207. The NASDAQ fell 34 points at 2,326. The S&P 500 off 21 points at 1,330. The Dow was flirting in positive territory most of the day, but then it just started to fade away, and in the final hours, a lot of people decided to take whatever cash they had left on the table and go away. Whether they will return next week is a whole other question. The news is not good, and unfortunately, we have last night at the debate, case in point. Ron Paul said more in 6 minutes than the combined combatants said in 90 minutes, with more substance and more facts, and proves categorically that Ron Paul is debating with economic midgets who have absolutely no concept of how the financial system works, and obviously none of them have any idea on how to solve the problem. And it looks like, if you listen to the mainstream press, George Hamilton won the debate last night, if you can believe that. But we are a veneer society. We will elect people to the highest office in the land, not by their intelligence, not by their knowledge, but by their looks. We have become so phony. We are a veneer society. In other words, when you peel back the veneer, there's nothing there. There's no there there. It's just empty and shallow. And that's what we'll end up with as a president. And will this economic disaster get worse? Of course it will. Because nobody wants to make the hard choices. And pretty soon America is going to resemble South Africa. Yes, with the lights out. And if you want to know what's going on in South Africa, we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, let's check and see what the noble metals did today, because that was another story in and of itself. Gold closed up $3.50 to close and end the week at 9/11. Gold had a low of 905.90, a high of 922. Said this once, I'll say it again. $20, $30, $50 swings in the price of gold are a regular occurrence during the trading day. Silver up 16 cents to close the week out at 1646. Silver at a low of 1629, a high of 1655. The big winner of the day, platinum, up $66 at $1,676. Palladium up 10 bucks at $385. Crude oil back over $90 a barrel. Ends the week at $90.75. But here's the most important stat of the day. With the metal soaring to new heights, the U.S. dollar was weaker by 27 basis points. How is that possible? How is it possible that the metals could go higher with a strengthening dollar? Well, that's easy. You see, because when the lights go out in South Africa, the mines shut down. and all the mines have been shut down. And they don't expect them to reopen for a couple of weeks. This is news from the Dark Continent. The Dark Continent at one point had a little bit of light, but that light has long been extinguished, and it is returning to the Dark Continent. And I guess there's a lot of people out there that will once again make the accusation it was because of apartheid, it was because of colonial rule that this happened. It's not the reason why the lights went out. The lights went out because of, obviously, a change in power to a particular group of people who have no concept in how to predict the future or how to make plans to offset catastrophes down the road. I don't know why the president is elected to go on a African tour in about 2-3 weeks from now, but he is asking, at a time when the country is economically strapped, is asking that we double the amount of AIDS funding for Africa. That's like pouring sand in a snake hole. You will never solve the AIDS problem in Africa. And the reason you'll never solve the AIDS problem in Africa, because they have no concept of keeping it in your pants. It is a foreign notion to them. They breed like rabbits. This is not disparaging talk. It is just a simple fact of life. And unfortunately, most here in America have no concept of what goes on in Africa. Now, I've been rambling a while, and I don't even know if I've just blown past the break, whether the break is working. It would be appreciative if someone mentions something in my ear. There you go. And so, these problems in Africa with the lights going out is endemic of the reason why blacks in Africa are starving. They have the most abundant and rich soils in Africa that you can pretty much grow anything that you want. So you have to ask yourself, why is starvation so rampant in Africa? It's because they never think of tomorrow. It's always today. The rich farms in Zimbabwe that used to be the breadbasket of Africa have long gone, turned into vast wastelands, returned to their original state of wildness. They have tractors, they have farm implements, but none of them work anymore because they don't know how to keep them up. And besides the fact, they have no gasoline. And I've often said, Africa's past is America's future. And what we are witnessing right now is exactly that. And it is exactly that reason why you had gold prices up today in light of a strong dollar. It's the reason why you had platinum up $66. 90% of the world's platinum comes from Southern Africa. It is a rare metal. It takes 10 tons of ore to produce 1 ounce of platinum, as opposed to gold. It takes 1 ton of ore to produce 1 ounce of gold. So because of the lights going out in Africa, trust me, it's going to be, those effects will be felt here in the West. Because of the West's reliance on the strategic minerals that come from Southern Africa. 90% of the world's strategic minerals, minerals that are vital for the West's survival, come from that little chunk of Africa. We're not talking about only gold and platinum and diamonds. We're talking about a whole litany of minerals. Cobalt, uranium, titanium, rhodium. All these minerals are vital in all facets of industry. And when these minerals become in short supply, it's just simply going to add to, obviously, the unfortunate increase in that thing we call inflation. No matter which way you slice it, or you dice it. And now, we have next week to look forward to. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen as far as prices of these metals are concerned, because today was the first. I'm surprised it didn't happen a few days ago when it was early announced out of South Africa that they were going on rolling blackouts. In other words, what industries are going to be affected by having no electricity? Well, the mines are the engine that keeps South Africa alive. And by shutting off the electricity, and you know why the electricity is shut off? They were told way back in 2006 that they would be facing a severe supply disruption if they didn't build new power plants and increase, obviously, South Africa's ability to generate electricity. But back then, the brain trust of Thabo Mbeki decided that they would rather spend the billions of dollars on arms deals with Europe. Now, you have to ask yourself the logic behind wanting arms. To protect them from what? To protect them from a minority of white people? It's definitely not to protect them from communism, because they are communists. So what was the motivation for this procurement of so many billion dollars worth of arms? Well, apparently there's a lot of kickbacks in the arms industry. And obviously when it comes to guns and butter, guns always win hands down over butter, as we are witnessing in America today. We are facing an economic crisis of gargantuan proportions. But we need not be facing this financial crisis at all, except for the fact that George Bush, who obviously I think is related to Thabo Mbeki somewhere along the lines because they have the same thought patterns, that guns are more important than butter. In George Bush's case, war is more important than butter. And so in this misguided war, which, by the way, in the debate last night, Ron Paul was the only candidate that said categorically that the war was a stupid idea. All the rest of them agreed that it was a great idea for America to go and conquer far-off lands for no good reason, based on lies, as we also witnessed this week. That President Bush has lied some documented, lied some 900 times. I don't know why anybody even gives this man any credit. I don't even know why anybody will even bother Monday night watching the State of the Union address. The only reason I can think anybody is going to watch the State of the Union address is to see how many more times he lies. But he elected guns over butter, just like Thabo Mbeki. Now South Africa is facing rolling blackouts and shutdowns of crucial industries. Well, guess what? We are facing exactly the same things here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. This episode this week of the single rogue trader who lost $7 billion is so much baloney, it makes the head spin. That some 30-year-old, $100,000 a year broker could somehow masterfully, if that's a word, circumvent all the circuit breakers that are within financial institutions, the checks and balances, and lose $7 billion. It is also laughable by the statements of the Federal Reserve that those actions were not the reasons that spurred the Fed to panically slash the interest rates by 0.75 points. Of course, that was the reason why the Fed slashed the rates as they did. They were panicked. You don't trade $7 billion on any exchange anywhere in the world without a lot of really upper echelon people knowing about what's going on. It just doesn't happen. They may not know the source, they may not know exactly where it's from, but they know it's happening because those trades have to get cleared somewhere and someone has access to that information. And I think the Fed was completely spooked by seeing a $7 billion transaction. They more than likely thought at some point that it was a flight out of the dollar. And there has been a flight out of the dollar. The big money is leaving America. All you have to do is look at the 30-year bond. The 30-year bond has been declining and is now below 6%. What that means is right now foreigners are looking at Europe as a safe haven for their money than the United States. Because the ECB is not lowering interest rates, is not following in the footsteps of the Federal Reserve. And the reason they're not following in the footsteps of the Federal Reserve is because the guy that heads up the ECB happens to be a former head of the Bundesbank who happens to know the story about wheelbarrows full of money. And they are very concerned and get very nervous when they start seeing the early stages of rampant inflation start to rear its head. You see, we've had the luxury of not ever experiencing inflation in the same type of context that they did in Germany. The big debate next week is going to be, how much are we going to cut rates come Wednesday? The market is already dictating to the Federal Reserve they want half a point. If they get quarter a point, they may throw a hissy fit. And then we got to deal with, obviously, this ongoing liquidity crunch that we are facing, as this week we saw the insanity of how Wall Street operates, that based on a rumor that there was an imminent deal to bail out the bond insurers that that caused the Dow to soar 300 points, based on nothing substantive, just a insurance, the New York insurance judge, what's his name, Nelly, trying to put together a buyout of AMBAC. If you figure out what it is needed to bail out these bond insurers, it is not the $15 billion that's been talked about, that the banks have to come up with $5 billion now and $10 billion down the road. You see, if you're a bond issuer like AMBAC, you've got to have substantial capital behind you that you can meet any crisis. The amount of money that they need to bail out AMBAC and NBIA is closer to $300 billion.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything. But for now I find it's only in my dreams, and I can change the world.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Friday. You know, there was this, there's this thought process out there, you hear it all the time, that we are in a consumer-driven economy. Well, we haven't always been a consumer-driven economy, but obviously with the real estate bubble, we became a consumer-driven economy. Why? Because people were dipping into the equity in their homes. Last year, $500 billion was sucked out of equity from homes and fueled the spending boom. The year before, $600 billion was sucked out of equity out of homes and fueled the spending boom. Well, guess what? The consumer-driven economy is no more, because there's no equity left to plunder from one's home ATM. The London Telegraph says banks face a further $300 billion subprime hit. The world's financial institutions will have to write down a further $300 billion of U.S. subprime losses before this crisis is over. This is according to a study by consulting firm of Oliver Wyman. We expect a storm in 2008, Oliver Wyman said in its State of the Financial Services Industry report. While governments, central banks, and regulators scramble to address the aftermath of the subprime fallout, several other crises are mounting. Like I said, it's like snow in LaGuardia. The planes are all backed up. Tumbling property prices, especially in the U.S., U.K., and Spain, a weakening dollar, a possible collapse in commodity prices and a fall in Chinese and Indian stocks will disrupt the global economy, the report claims. Banks are already coming off one of the worst trading periods in memory, with shares across the industry plummeting 40% in the past 6 months. Oliver Wyman has estimated that the financial services companies have already taken a $300 billion hit on their subprime exposure. It estimates that $1,300 billion of subprime mortgages were written in total. In other words, we haven't even scratched the surface. U.S. banks will feel the pinch in particular, Oliver Wyman predicts. North American financial service firms will have a tough year. Market uncertainty combined with further write-downs and expected home price and loan volume declines implies more squeezes on earnings. Banks most likely will have to increase loan loss reserves. You see, this is why they are going for the bailout of AmBank and your other bond issuers, because it will force the banks to write off more loans. This is why they're trying to get funding from the banks. The only problem is the banks have a liquidity crisis of their own. So more than likely, if we do get someone to bail out the bond issuers rather than just simply letting them go out of business because they ran a bad business model, no, we got to prop them up. And guess where the money is going to come from? Yes, you got it. Our good friends, the communist Chinese, or our good friends, the Arabs, the sovereign wealth funds. It's going to get ugly out there. And as I said, if you thought this week was bad, wait till next week. This is a lineup of stuff we can expect to affect the markets starting Monday. Monday, we get new home sales report. That should be worth a laugh. We also get durable goods orders and consumer confidence on Tuesday. Well, we got the State of the Union address on Monday night. Maybe George Bush could, elevate it to an Amway convention and convince everybody that everything is fine and try and uplift the confidence of the consumer. I don't think so. We also get on Tuesday the ADP employment, the GDP, the chain deflator, and the important one, the Federal Open Market Committee policy statement on Wednesday. We also get employment cost index, personal income and spending, core PCE inflation, initial jobless claims, which will come out on Friday, and that will be the big one, the jobs data. Well, all the numbers are rigged anyway. It makes no difference. But it's going to be a hairy week. And don't even ask me where I think gold is going. Someone has an idea where gold should be, by the way, and we'll talk about that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We interviewed him a couple of weeks ago on the National Intel Report. Peter Schiff has been appointed Ron Paul economic advisor, and he issued the following statement today about Dr. Paul's proposed comprehensive economic revitalization plan. I have problems with big words on Fridays. He said, "We need a plan that stimulates savings and production, not more of the reckless borrowing and consumption that got us into this mess in the first place. Ron Paul's plan is the only one that amounts to a step in the right direction. If you want meaningful change for the better, that is, Ron Paul is the only candidate capable of delivering it. The others merely promise to continue the failed policies that are at the root of our current economic problems." Short, sweet, to the point. And you should familiar yourself with Ron Paul's comprehensive economic revitalization. I'll give up on that one. Revitalization plan. Yeah, I got it out. Now I feel much better. It's on his website. It's very basic. It's very simple. Doesn't require a PhD to understand it in any way, shape, or form. Simple economics 101. You can't spend more than you bring in. Basic economics. But it's hard for some people to understand, especially those intellectual midgets that were on display last night at the GOP debate. I mean, I listened to a few talk shows today. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say this, because I always get into trouble when I say this. And they were mainly from woman callers who were smitten by Mitten. I swear, women are going to vote for a guy because of his good looks. Not because there's anything between his ears, but just because he looks like George Hamilton. There's another debate coming up next week. Hopefully, it will obviously once again touch on the economy. And as we move closer to the first Tuesday in February, we are going to be dealing more and more with economic problems. John McCain has no economic plan. Ron Paul challenged him last night, and he started babbling off about people that he knows. That didn't obviously answer the question in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, if anything, last night Ron Paul gave a great boost to George Hamilton by illustrating John McCain's complete lack of knowledge about finance. He seems to think that because he's been in the Senate for so long, that he is some sort of economic whiz kid, which he isn't. And speaking of which, there's going to be an ad appearing in the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Wall Street Journal has been reluctant to publish an ad that the folks at the Gold Antitrust Action Committee have been pushing them to run for a while. And Jerome Corsi today reports that the Wall Street Journal has now agreed to publish a full-page ad in which the Gold Antitrust Action Committee charges the U.S. government utilized gold reserves to engage in international swaps and other market manipulations. Anybody seen our gold is the title of the ad, which alleges U.S. gold reserves held at depositories such as Fort Knox and West Point may have been seriously depleted. GATA asserts U.S. gold reserves are being shipped overseas to settle complex transactions utilized by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury to suppress the price of the precious metal. The objective of this manipulation is to conceal the mismanagement of the U.S. dollar so that it might retain its function as the world's reserve currency, the ad copy reads. The U.S. Treasury denies the claim, insisting the stock is accounted for regularly. GATA's chairman, William Murphy, said his group was willing to pay the Wall Street Journal's costs of $264,000 to run the ad to get the message out that the U.S. enters world markets without public disclosure to prop up the dollar and depress the price of gold. GATA cites as evidence the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee reports dating back to January the 31st, 1995, showing the U.S. Treasury Department's Exchange Stabilization Fund had undertaken gold swaps. Now, you have to understand something here about what this Exchange Stabilization Fund is. The Exchange Stabilization Fund was set up in the 1930s. With the sole purpose of protecting the U.S. dollar. There are many people who will debate where those funds originally came from. Some speculate that a large chunk of those funds were diverted there from the gold that was confiscated from American citizens in 1933. The unique thing about the Economic Stabilization Fund is it requires no congressional approval. In order to use the fund, all it takes is the okay by the President of the United States and the signature of the Secretary of the Treasury. That's it. If we go back in time to not an identical financial crisis that was taking place, but obviously in the early 90s, during the Clinton administration, when Robert Rubin was the Secretary of the Treasury, fresh from Goldman Sachs, we had a budding currency crisis when the Mexican peso went into a free fall. In order to shore up the Mexican peso, Goldman Sachs obviously had an ally in Robert Rubin, because Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Citibank had large investments that were at risk in Mexico. And so if the U.S. didn't bail out the Mexican peso, these institutions would face serious financial crises. And surprise, surprise, almost overnight, the Mexican peso crisis was resolved, much to, obviously, the chagrin of the Mexicans, because all they did was simply lop off a couple of zeros. The only people that were hurt, as always is the case, are the people on the lower echelon of the financial ladder. We don't know how much money was taken from the Economic Stabilization Fund in order to do this, but it was done. It is a slush fund, as I said, that has very little transparency. Nobody knows what goes on with that fund. And there was no question. Robert Rubin and Goldman Sachs were the leading figures in the suppression of the gold price in the 1990s. This is why people still have a problem understanding gold today, because in the 1990s they were convinced by these Keynesian economic whiz kids that gold was a barbaric relic of the past and served no practical purpose in today's modern digital world. And in order to prime the pump, if you will, and increase foreign investment into the United States, Robert Rubin may be an evil genius, but he is also a genius. He figured it out. In order for foreigners to invest in the United States, so as we could go on spending sprees, we needed that foreign investment to finance our national debt. And the only way they could increase the value of the dollar was to make sure that its only competition was beaten down. Goldman Sachs instituted various investment schemes with world gold miners, showing them how they could take future production and sell forward. In other words, they were selling production that they hadn't even mined yet. And yet through financial instruments, they would benefit from a declining gold price. And all your major mining companies jumped on board. So you've got to understand how this whole thing panned out. And obviously what Gatter's argument here is that the U.S. facilitated this. And I don't want to get too technical here, But this is how the system basically worked. And I'll keep it very simple to a 100-ounce bar of gold. You see, because gold pays no interest, pays no dividend, which was part of the argument. It just lies there and it does nothing. It's worthless. What the U.S. Treasury did was it leased out its gold. Let's say I have a 100-ounce bar of gold, and let's say the price of gold is $500. Well, that 100-ounce of gold is worth $50,000. I say to you, I'm going to give you this 100-ounce bar of gold. You can do with it whatever you wish. All I want you to do is in a year from now, pay me 1% interest on that $50,000, and then give me back my bar of gold at the end of the year to conclude our agreement. You, in turn, take the gold bar, you sell it on the open market for $50,000. You then take that $50,000 and you invest it in U.S. Treasuries, which at the time were paying 4.5%. Well, everything is fine on the face of it. Because if the gold price remains stable, and at the end of the year, you go and buy an ounce of gold, a 100-ounce bar of gold for $50,000, then you give it back to me, you pay me the 1% on $50,000, and you get free 3.5%. No sweat. But what makes the deal more attractive is if at the end of that contract the price of gold is $400 an ounce. You see, because not only have you made money on the $50,000, but now to buy back that ounce of gold to conclude the contract, it's only going to cost you $40,000. So not only have you made free 3.5% on the $50,000, but now you're going to pocket an additional $10,000 because it only costs you $40,000 to return that bar of gold to me. So this is what Gatta is talking about, that the U.S. Treasury used its gold supply to suppress the price of gold. And trust me, there were stories every other week. Oh yes, the central bank is selling 100 tons of gold. This central bank announced it's going to sell 200 tons of gold. It got so ridiculous that Gordon Brown, now the Prime Minister of England, decided when gold was $250 an ounce that he was going to liquidate all of Great Britain's gold reserves. It just doesn't make any sense. As a matter of fact, that was the turning point for gold, by the way, because that's when George Bush came into office. Gordon Brown at the time was Chancellor of the Exchequer. And by the way, just a reminder, I like to do this, when George Bush took office, gold was $250 an ounce, oil was $20 a barrel, and the Dow Jones Industrials were 11,750, 250 points away from where they are now. He's done a wonderful job. Anyway, back to this Gatta story. They say that Gatta cites evidence of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee reports dating back, as we said, to 1995, showing that the U.S. Treasury Department's Exchange Stabilization Fund had undertaken gold swaps. Gatta, a nonprofit 501c3 headquartered in Manchester, Connecticut, further asserts the federal government's strategy to manipulate the price of gold has begun to fail. Well, we know that now. Gold's recent rise to $900 an ounce shows the price suppression scheme is faltering. The Gatta ad reads, and I quote, "What it is widely understood how central banks have been suppressing gold, its price may rise to $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce or more. The gold reserves of the United States have not been independently audited for half a century." So the question is that Gatta's trying to find out. Where's the gold? Is it in Fort Knox? Can we go see it? Can we get an auditor to audit your book? And the Treasury Department says no. Won't allow you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness. Foolish things shame the king. To hear a single word he says. What wisdom brings reward from suffering? Well, if I wanna win, I have to lose everything. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness. Foolish things shame the king.
Foolish, 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 foolish.
segment for this Friday. Yeah, foolish thing shames the king. No question about it. A lot of foolish things going on out there. As I said, who knows what's going to happen next week. A lot of people seem to think that gold is really expensive at $911 an ounce. Well, if you think it's expensive at $911, you'll think it's really expensive at $3,000. You'll think it's really, really expensive when it gets to $5,000. Because that's where we're going, my friends. I don't know when. It's not a matter of if, by the way. It's just a matter of time. The world has lost faith in the U.S. dollar. All you got to do is look at the 30-year bond. Big money is moving out of the 30-year bond. And none of these people that are currently outside of Ron Paul that are running for president have a clue. They either have a clue and are just being completely disingenuous with their statements about the economy, or they are intellectual midgets. Because we are facing a crisis of epic proportion. And I'm not spinning this in any way, shape, or form. When you think about what the dollar is backed by, it's backed by the full faith and credit of the American taxpayer. It's not backed by anything tangible, not backed by anything real. It is backed by faith. Faith is a fickle thing. People lose faith very quickly. And when people outside of the United States see the debacle that this administration has made of its foreign policy in the Middle East, you just think maybe they think that the same inept people are in control of America's finances. I'll let you make that call and trust you have a great weekend. Till Monday, see you later.